Hello, everybody. Good day, wherever you are in the world. I'm so grateful and so thankful that today we are here for our empowerment, motivation, and dear inspiration. I'm very much excited that the Lord has been faithful to each and every one of us, that we have been making progress on purpose. And now, as we are about to end this month, as we get into the second half of this month, I desire for each and every one of us that we may do more and become more as we intentionally get where we are going. I just want to talk to us for a few minutes of encouragement on the subject. Keep pushing. You're going to discover that many of us, 3 months into the year, many challenges that we might not have anticipated or even budgeted or planned for have come our way. And let me tell you something, wherever God is about to do something amazing and powerful, there will always be some disruption. And disruption is part of the process. And you just need to keep pushing. You need to keep pushing. When you push, it means there's something that is pushing against you. So you better keep on going. You have been doing well wherever you are, however you are. You need to pat yourself on the back. You may need to take a break. You may need to sit down and catch your breath. But keep pushing. Keep pushing. Three principles I want to share with us as we go for the second half of this month with success. I really want to encourage you to keep pushing. Keep pushing. That's one thing that separates winners from those who are struggling with it. You just keep on pushing. How do I keep on pushing? Well, three principles that I'll share with you, and then I get out of your way. The very first one is, don't let your circumstances change your faith. Don't let your circumstances change your faith, but let your faith change your circumstances. All right? That's the very first thing if you're going to keep pushing and progressing on purpose. Don't let your circumstances change your faith. Don't do that. Whatever loss you are experiencing, whatever attacks, spiritual, physical, financial, mental, whatever attacks that are coming your way, don't let your circumstances change your faith, but let your faith change your circumstances. That's what's going to help you to keep pushing. And you better keep pushing, my friends. If you let circumstances come in between you and your God factor, you're going to discover there's so many things that want to derail you, so many things that want to discourage you from where you're going, the path you are going. And the one principle that's going to help you to keep pushing and stay focused is when you do not let your circumstances change your faith, but you empower and let your faith change your circumstances. That's the life of a believer. That's the life of a dreamer. It's our faith that always changes everything. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves in, as long as we got that faith, as long as we got that faith, I'm telling you, there's hope for tomorrow. As long as you got that faith, you can truly believe that something bigger, something better, something greater is on its way. So don't let your circumstance, whatever it is. Let me tell you something. If you're a winner, if you're a dreamer, and all of us are, we all have a portion, a good portion of trouble that comes against that which God is doing. So when it does come, don't let it define your faith, but let your faith define it. And I want you to understand something, that the best way as you keep pushing, the best way to destroy your faith, listen to me, the best way to shipwreck your faith, when you are in any situation, even in your life, the best way to shipwreck your faith is for you to focus on the things that God is not doing instead of what God is doing. All right, as you keep pushing, challenges are going to come. And as you keep pushing, the best way to shipwreck your faith, the best way to destroy your faith, is for you to focus on what God is not doing instead of what God is doing. What does that mean? God is always doing. God is always on the move. God is always doing. God is always going. So as you move and improve your life, You're going to have some deficits in some areas. It's going to happen. Nobody has it all. So there are some areas where you'll be struggling in. There are some areas where you may have some attacks, but there are also some areas where you've got support. So if you are to shipwreck your faith real quickly as you leave your life and keep moving, the best way and the fastest way to shipwreck your faith is to focus on what God is not doing instead of what he is doing. So, okay. So number one, you say, don't let your circumstances change your faith, but let your faith change your circumstances. Keep pushing. And whilst you're keeping on pushing, here it is. Don't shipwreck your faith by focusing on what God is not doing instead of what God is doing. All right. So in other words, there are some things that you need. There are some things that you want to happen now. There are some things that you desire for God to bring to fruition now. And if God in his sovereign power chooses to delay those things because God has freedom to be God, you know, so you got to give God freedom to be God, even as you keep pushing. Keep pushing, but let God be God. You stay out of that lane. Let God be God. So it matters. Don't focus on things that God is not doing and ignoring things that God is doing. And I'll give you one reason. One thing that God is doing right now. God is keeping you and I alive. If you and I are alive, listen, man, God is doing the greatest miracle of all time is you and I being alive. The greatest of all time, it's you and I being alive because everything else comes to leaving people. Are you with me on that one? Then somebody might say, well, if God is with me, then what am I going through? What I'm going through? Listen, let me put this thing down there to you. God never prunes a dead branch. God never prunes a dead branch. So if you feel like you're in the pruning process of God, where God is touching you and God is dealing with you, Jesus says in John chapter 15, he prunes a branch that's already bearing fruit so that it can bear much fruit. My friend, I want you to understand that sometimes subtraction comes before addition. I want you to understand that as you leave by faith, walk by faith and believe God for greater, you must understand that sometimes subtraction comes before addition, and God never prunes a dead branch. God only prunes a branch that's already bearing fruit so that it can go further in the fruit bearing situation and stages of life. So if you feel being pruned, you are favored. It means confirmation. There are some things in your spirit on you that God wants to multiply. And then the third thing, as you keep pushing, I want you to never let one thing I've discovered when you keep pushing forward as a dreamer and as a child of God, as you pursue your purpose, the number one enemy to your future is pain from the past. Pain from the past. Let me tell you something. There are so many people ready to go, ready to do great things, and the pain from the past always comes in. All of us have flashbacks. Okay, so I want to help somebody here that it's possible for you to be progressing. It's possible for you to be transitioning, and yet you have flashbacks of the past, and they have a grip on you because you have all the details of your past and you don't have all the details of your future yet. But keep pushing. Keep pushing. Are you ready for this? Never let the pain of the past steal God's vision for your future. Never let pain from the past steal God's vision for your future. All right. Never let it. You're going to keep pushing. If you're going to keep pushing, my friend, you never let the pain of the past, never let the pain of the past steal God's vision for your future, because God has a vision for you. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whoever is depending on you, let me tell you something. Your win is going to empower more people than you can ever imagine. You do what you must do, and the rest of us will be blessed because you kept on pushing. In a simple term, I'm simply saying on this one, don't live in the past. Don't live in the past. If you're going to keep pushing, you gotta stop living in the past. All right, the grip of the past is deep. The grief of the past is very strong. It brings a lot of emotions. It brings a lot of thoughts. But Paul puts it this way. One thing I do. All right. 99 problems. But there's one thing that I do. Forgetting those things that are behind. I press forward I press forward. So keep pushing. Here's the text I want to give you as you put together these practical, relevant principles and tie them together to your Bible text in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. It's one of my favorite verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. It reads this way. It says, he, that's God now, he who calls you is faithful. He who calls you is faithful. And he also will do it. You got that? He who calls you is faithful. Who also will do it? In other words, God has all his ducks lined up. God is ready to bring in the help that you need. God is saying, listen, you don't have to say help is on the way. God is saying, no, help is right here. I'm right here. I'm faithful to you. And if you keep pushing, God says, I'm faithful. If you keep on pushing, God says, I will do it. If you don't let your circumstances change your faith, but allow your faith to change your circumstances, God is saying, I'm faithful and I'll do it. If you, my friend, do not shipwreck your faith by focusing on what God is not doing instead of what God is doing, God is saying, I'm faithful. And guess what? I'm going to do it with you. And if you, my friend, never let the pain of the past, come on now, steal God's vision for your future, God is saying, I am faithful and I am going to do it through you, for you, and with you. My friends, it is blessings on you as you progress on purpose. Don't let and don't leave in the past. Keep pushing, keep pushing. The world out there is waiting on you. We are all going to benefit when you keep on pushing. All right, you may need to catch your breath. You may need to sit down a little bit. It's okay. It's all right. You may need a meal just to put your sugars up. That's okay, but keep pushing. After you've rested, child of God, keep pushing. Whatever it is, don't let your circumstances change your faith, but let your faith change your circumstances. And please, don't leave in the past. God is faithful and God is going to do it. All right, blessings on you as you keep on moving. I am so excited that it came this way. Progress on purpose. And I mean you.